From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. No sooner had global markets heaved a sigh of relief with House passage of a fiscal cliff deal than recriminations emerged about something GOP leaders had not done, approve emergency relief for states hit hard by Superstorm Sandy. And irate New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is denouncing the GOP-dominated House.
Shame on you. Shame on Congress.
And as NPR's Allison Keyes tells us, leaders everywhere are pressing the House to move now.
In a statement, President Obama says despite his urgent request for help for eastern states devastated by the deadly storm, the House has refused to act. Mr. Obama urges the Republicans in the House to vote today. Republican New York Congressman Peter King accuses some in his party of having a double standard when it comes to helping New York and New Jersey, telling MSNBC about his district.
I would say to the Speaker, these are also people who historically voted Republican.
The governors of New York and New Jersey issued a joint statement calling the failure of the House to act unprecedented. A spokesman for House Speaker John Boehner says he's committed to getting the bill passed this month. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
NPR's Elizabeth Wynn Johnson has details on the rosier side of 11th-hour House action.
Shortly after Wall Street rang in 2013, the collective response was clear.
That we've avoided the worst of the fiscal cliff, that we've avoided the big tax increases and spending cuts that could have pushed the U.S. economy into recession.
Economist Gus Fauché of PNC Financial Services says this deal pretty much looks like what Wall Street expected, for now, but with no clear resolution of long-term federal spending concerns and another debt limit increase looming.
So there still is some uncertainty out there, but it's certainly a lot lower than it was a day or two ago.
Elizabeth Wynn Johnson, NPR News.